Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan in for Niall Boylan all this week. Get in touch with the show. It's all about you. And you can talk to us on 087-188-0008. We've had a brilliant night. We talked politics. We talked about that really, really sad Jojo Dullard case at the top of the show. And we also talked about proposed changes to the Leaving Cert. And if you missed it, don't worry. You can check it all out on the Ireland's Classic Hits radio app. And it'll be uploaded to all the podcasts as well. So give that a listen at your leisure. Still to come on the programme, I'm going to be talking to Phil Cawley and Paul Newman. Not the actor. Of course it's not the actor. And they're going to be talking to me about dating. Looking forward to that chat. Phil Cawley, he of Ireland's Classic Hits radio fame, an absolute legend and an all-round good egg. But first I want to get to a quick topic. We're not going to spend too long on this, but a lot of people have been emailing in about it, and it is interesting. The vast majority of drivers think that LED headlights are too bright. You know what I'm talking about. It's driving people mad, with nearly 9 in 10 drivers voicing concerns over their brightness. According to findings from the RAC Commission survey, 89% of drivers in the UK feel that LED headlights are too bright, posing a potential hazard for other road users. Every year as the nights draw in, it means that motorists are spending more time driving in the dark, and it can be really dazzling and cause a hazard for drivers when an oncoming car has these LEDs. So, do you have any experience with this? And do you think that these headlights should be banned? Let us know on 087-188-0008. I'm going to put a caveat in on this, and I'm going to say I don't drive. But it doesn't mean I don't go out, and it doesn't mean I'm never a passenger. And I've been in a couple of situations where I've been like, wow, that is bright. And I can only imagine what it's like for someone who's driving and trying to concentrate on the road. And I'm just wondering how this has happened, that they didn't really test this. And surely I can't be the only one. It looks like I'm not. David, I have you on line one. You were blinded by them, were you?
I was, yeah. I was driving down into the village the other night, and this car behind refused to drop down to dipped headlights. I've got all the usual gear in the car, dipping mirror, but because the entire passenger cabin was so brightly lit, it was I lost my night vision ahead of me, when you're driving down a windy country lane, your headlights only look straight ahead. So if you're going round a corner, when you've lost your night vision, you can't see round the corner. Anyway, the short and the long of it, we got down to the bottom of the hill at the T junction, and my car was perfectly silhouetted against the building opposite. You could actually see my head inside the car, silhouetted on the wall opposite. It was so bright. I got out and I walked back, and the guy dropped his window down. He had his wife or a lady in the passenger seat. And I said, when you've got a blue light on the dashboard, it means you're blinding the car in front. I'd been tapping my lights and flashing my rear fog light, high-intensity fog light at him, and it made no difference. He was completely unaware of what he was doing. It didn't occur to him, why was the car in front flashing lights at him?
It sounds to me like these are very dangerous, David.
Hello?
And are you surprised that they're, you know, so widespread in new vehicles?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
But you think they're dangerous? You think they're actually dangerous?
You've got all these eco. The problem is, definitely. But the problem is that the people who are designing them and putting them in are probably that they've all heard that LEDs are cheaper, they're less energy consumption, and all the rest of it. So it's all part of the eco nonsense and crap that the Eco Brigade, and it'll be young people who are designing these things. They've probably come out of university. They've probably got some degree in some pointless subject. They all think it's a good idea. None of them have got any experience of actual driving. You know, they've got no experience on the road. They are useless.
Okay, stay with me, David, because I've got Margaret online too. Now, you think they're way too bright and they're a hazard. So you agree with David?
Yeah.
Margaret, are you there, Margaret?
Oh, they're dangerous, yeah. I was just saying it there to Molly before I came on air. Told, yeah, hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead there, Margaret.
Hello? Hello?
Margaret, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm good.
Wait till I tell you. I was saying to Molly there, I was going down the road and I'd collected my car the day before from the garage, you know, a new car. Anyway, driving down the road and it was night time and I thought I saw some moving on the road. So I kind of flicked my headlights slightly, you know, kind of real quick. And there was a woman all in black, right? And I stopped the car and waited for her to when she passed me when she was walking. And I said to her, I said, do you realise, I said, you're supposed to have a high-vis jacket on you, you know, for in the winter time when you're walking on a road with no lights. And she said to me, you go ahead and mind your own business. She abused me. And I only tried to save her life. But getting back to the car, I was driving the car and people were flashing me. And I said, what the hell are they all flashing me for? And I had my light on the dip, you know. So I went back to the garage the next day, said it to the guy that sold me the car. Said to him, last night I went up to the garage, I said up the road, and I said people were flashing me. And I said, would you ask them to check the lights? Because they said there's something wrong, because, you know, never got flashed before. And anyway, he said, can you wait for about 10 or 15 minutes? And I said, yeah, I'm retired. I've had plenty of time on my hands. So anyway, he came back to me then. And about maybe 15 minutes later, and he said, you're right. The headlights were off. You know, they were too high on the dip. And that's why people were flashing me.
Right. And these so LED lights.
I would say to people, if you're getting flashed, you know, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they were too high. You know, when you're on your dip, they're a bit raised off the ground, you know.
Yeah.
But they were too high up off the ground. And that's why people were flashing me, because you obviously thought I had the full headlights on. But I didn't have the full headlights on.
Yeah.
You know, and then what happened to me was, I was driving down the road and this fella fucking blinded me and I flashed him and then he put out his full headlights. So I understood then my headlights on the dip were too high, just like his headlights were too high because he nearly blinded me, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, Margaret. I'm going to go back to David for a second. I mean, you heard Margaret's story there. I'm assuming that these LED headlights were brought out and put into cars for the benefit of the driver, but they didn't think, you know, what it would look like coming down the other end of the road.
This is what I was saying. I think the people who are designing these things and putting them in, LEDs, as you're probably aware, have been brought out across the board in houses because they reduce electricity use and they provide much better light. So somebody just thought, oh, it'd be a good idea to put them in cars. And they haven't thought that through with reflection off the road, glare, when it's wet and all the rest of it. Also, most cars, as Margaret was saying, a lot of cars, all these lights are designed, they're made for left-hand and right-hand drive vehicles so that you adjust, you've got a couple of screws, you can adjust them up and down and side to side. So a lot of cars, it might be checked at the NCT, but if a car, you know, a car is going to go for its NCT in Ireland for, 4 years from new, and who checks their angle of dangle on their lights? Nobody.
And do you think
so they could be out for debt? And you know, if you've got if your tire pressures are slightly out, obviously your head. Sorry, yeah.
No, I was going to say, do you think they should be banned?
Sorry, Gary, yeah.
Do you think they should be banned, David?
I think so. Yes, The ROC have written to the British government, the Royal Automobile Club. They've written to the British government to say this back in January. A lot of road safety organisations will have done this, but I doubt if the RSA in Ireland have, because I think they're entirely staffed by university graduates that have never used a car in their life other than as a passenger.
As someone, David, like me, that doesn't drive and I don't have a car, I'd like to know, if I had a car that had LED headlights, you say I can adjust them, but can I get them? Could I get them replaced with normal headlights?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, you can. You don't have to use the HD bulbs. You buy these HD bulbs specifically. You can get ordinary bulbs. Yeah, if you go into Halfords, You can see, you can get the extra brights, you can get brights, or you can get ordinaries. So it's a driver's choice when you replace them. When it comes up new, that's probably what the manufacturers have fitted.
And Margaret, is that what you did with your LED lights? Did you get them replaced, or are you going to do that?
Hello.
Yes.
Margaret.
No, I didn't, because when I turn on the lights, right, and then my lights come on automatically when I turn the key in the car, you know, and then I turn it to low dip. And then when you look at the lights, it's like as if you had nine little bulbs before you turn on to, you know, low dip. Then you hit your button again to make it full headlights. But you see, what happened to me when I brought my car back to the garage, your man said to me that, do you go over ramps? And I said, I do. I said, I go over a number of ramps along the road, you know, because I said children crossing the road and going, walking up to school, or children going into the GAA and that type of thing. And he said, that's why, he said, the lights were off. And I said, sure, you only got the car yesterday afternoon off you. They couldn't go off that quick. But he said, look, he said, they're fixed now and, you know, we shouldn't have any bother. And I haven't had any bother since, you know. But like he was trying to say, going over a ramp would knock them off. But if that's the case, they're very bloody sensitive then. It doesn't add up. To me, it doesn't add up, you know. And I'm no mechanic.
They've probably got a locking screw.
That, you know, Gary. But
Margaret,
go ahead there, David. Yeah.
I don't know.
David, go ahead there.
Sorry, Margaret. I was. Margaret.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never adjusted these things, but when you adjust screws on cars,
listen.
They have locking nuts. And if the locking nut hasn't been put on, if they possibly have locking nuts, and then if the locking nut hasn't been tightened properly, mm-hmm. when you go over a bump, they will indeed move.
Okay.
So you need to have the locking nut firmly firmly locked down to keep them in position.
Right.
I don't know, I'm just guessing. If that makes any sense.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue now, to be honest with you. Yeah, it does, but I'm saying it does, but I don't really understand it now, I'm being honest about it. But all as I know is, I know that people were flashing me. And I said, what the hell are they flashing for me? Because I have my lights on dip, you know, driving along. And because I could see the cars coming in off the main, you know, the main road, and I was on it coming out down a side road, you know, a little country road, you know, onto the main road. And I said to myself, so then I went back with the car and I said it to your man in the garage.
Nope.
And he said, I'll bring it into the lads. He said, can you wait 15 minutes? I said, yes, you know, no problem. And then he came back and he told me that the lights were off
and they were too high.
Margaret,
the lads had adjusted them.
Yeah, I hear you, Margaret. Can you just stay with me there? I've got Darren on the line now. Darren, you know a thing or two about cars, and these LED headlights. 89% of drivers in the UK feel that they're too bright. Are they right or wrong?
They would be right, all right, yeah, but if a car is coming at you at a certain angle, even with the car on dips, it absolutely blinds you. It's just, you see, David was saying there you can replace them if they're LEDs back to normal. You can't. There's two different types. There's LED bulbs and there's LED matrix headlights. And the LED matrix headlights will be in all like, the high-spec new cars, modern cars. And they're the really bright ones. But you can get LED bulbs that can be just as bright as the actual LED headlights. The LED headlights are literally just a tiny LED light with mirrors in the headlight, reflecting back. And that's literally why they're so strong. And like a new car with them LED matrix headlights, it could cost $2,500 or $3,000 for a headlight.
Each?
Each, yeah.
And what would you say to someone, Darren, who got a car and they don't want them? And say they're the Matrix ones. Is there anything that can be done about that, or are you just stuck with them?
But if they're that fussed, then they should have seen, if they're buying a brand new car, the chances are it has LED matrix headlights. They should have seen that if they had them, then don't buy it, if that's the case. But like they'll think differently when they're driving at night time because the light off them is unbelievable.
Right, so it solves the problem for the driver, but it creates a whole other problem for the safety of other people on the road.
It's just even normal halogen lights, if at a certain angle or if not, if the bulb isn't put in right, it can blind you as well.
And do you think, Darren, that something's going to be done about it, or is it just something we're going to have to get used to? As you say, they're putting them into the cars now, and usually when they're doing things like that, it means that, you know, we're too far gone,
no.
Really.
Well, the technology for the headlights are getting better, so they're probably going to get brighter.
Wow, okay, they're going to get brighter. Stay with me, Darren. I've got Michael on the line. Michael, what do you make of these LED headlights?
Yeah. Well, my making is that I know they can't be changed because most newer cars now have certain type of bulbs. They're like called DS1s or DS3s and all this. And they actually have, it's almost like a little computer in the back of them. And they actually register with the car. And most things that go in the car are these kind of like auto-leveling sensors. Now, they're not designed for our type of roads because they're so bumpy, narrow corners, everything like that. So, like, the kind of, yeah, the ballast in these HIDs kind of. Now, some people do adapt their cars from normal to these kind of HID LED bulbs.
Corners.
And they're super bright. They're like, you can get them up to, I think, 8,000K. Yeah, these old Rosens, Lexus, and all this kind of jazz. They're up to 8,000K. Lumens and all this kind of jazz, they're not for them kind of cars. But most of the time, the newer cars, like a normal bulb, like in kind of a basic model car, even an Audi A4 now, say 2010, the bulbs are, I think they're about €90 because they're so advanced.
And Michael, have you been out driving?
Other cars, then you might just have like a H4 or H7, which would be good.
And Michael, I want to ask, have you been out driving and have you been in a situation where you've been blinded by LED lights on the road? Or does it bother you at all?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I drive on country roads as well, and you might come around the corner and there's a car come towards you, and you even give them the little flash to put down their lights, and next thing they just flash with this massive beam. You know, but their car thinks that there's nothing coming. The auto dips won't go down until it senses a car coming towards them. So because we're such windy roads, some cars can't pick it up quick enough to go down.
Well, there you go, Michael. Thanks very much for that. We're going to leave that there, LED headlights. It's an interesting one. I mean, we're always talking about road safety in this country, and this seems to be a very easily fixable one. It sounds like it's very, very dangerous, and pretty much everyone that called into us tonight had the same thing to say, that they've been in situations that would have been a lot better if these giant bright lights weren't driving at them coming down the road, especially country roads. You know, whatever about, you know, the main roads, the country roads, it must be very, very, very striking to see them coming at you. I'm sure it's something we'll talk about again, because road safety is very, very important. But we're going to leave that there for now.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.